What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
98.5 Sunshine FM. I have in the studio today Bruce Grant, who's just opened up an internet church. Welcome to Sunshine FM.
Thank you, Rodney. Great to be here.
Now, tell us, where did this idea come from to put church online?
I'd love to say it was my idea, but my senior pastor, Pastor Jeff Woodward, had an idea many years ago, birthed actually by a young man in our church who had a girlfriend in Canada. They were conducting an online romance through a chat room, of all things. Mm-hmm. And his girlfriend over in Canada didn't really have a church that she felt was suitable, thought the ones over there weren't really meeting her actual needs in her life. And so what her boyfriend was actually doing was retyping the sermons every Sunday and emailing them over to her in Canada. And our senior pastor, Jeff Woodward, realized that, look, if there's this lady over in Canada who's having this impact, what other people around the world might like some input of a positive nature, and they just can't get it. So that's where the seeds of this internet church actually came from.
It's not the first internet church, though, is it?
No, there's quite a few out there. But like every physical church, there are some differences, some points of differences. And once again, we're out there to meet specific people where we can really relate to.
Mm. Now, if someone opens up their internet and goes to your webpage, what are they going to find there? What makes it a church and not just some kind of a Christian webpage?
Sure. Well, myinternetchurch.com, they will see that it's a church, but like normal physical churches, it's all about connecting, and they will see a very strong emphasis about connecting and getting together with other Christians, particularly for the chat rooms, but they'll see it's not just a one-way street. It's very much a two-way communication between the members within the online church and everybody else that's there as well.
It's only been launched for a few days so far. What's the response been like so far?
We're still in our first week, but we're seeing people from all over the world. We've got a member in Botswana in Africa. We've had some people logging on from the Seychelles, all throughout Indonesia, and of course all around Australia as well. So within the first week, things are looking very promising.
About how many members have you got so far?
The process, in actual fact, is that people sign up as a guest, first of all. That's very much a no-pressure obligation from their perspective. And it's just so that they get to really try it out before saying, look, I think I'd like this to be my actual church home. So we actually encourage people to do that for a 30-day period. So therefore, no official members as of yet, but come 30 days, hopefully lots.
Hopefully they'll decide I'm going to continue on with it. Does that mean then at the end of the 30 days that they've got to pay a fee or something and then become a member?
No fee at all, just like normal church. Obviously, money makes the world go round, and this does require finance. But really, that's up to people to decide between themselves whether they want to give to it financially. So it's just taking another step of saying, yeah, look, this is my place. We get to find out a little bit more about them like you normally would, and that's really all the membership stage actually involves.
I suppose it's hard to know, even at this stage, you've got a number of people all around the world, it's hard to know exactly where each person is at, but have you been able to get a bit of a feeling so far of who these people are? Are they people that already belong to a physical church, or are they people that perhaps have been involved with the church in the past and have felt that they haven't fitted in?
Yeah, exactly. We really do see there's a lot of people where they just can't find a physical church, or they've had some experiences where they just think it's no longer relevant. So this is a great opportunity for them to come back into seeing how church life has really evolved from perhaps their parents' days or even their grandparents' days.
I suppose some people would like the opportunity to just check something like this out and remain anonymous. They don't have that commitment. And with that 30 days of not having to sign on the dotted line and say that, yes, I'm going to be a member, gives them an opportunity to just see what it's about. Do you think that there are people out there that are going to give it a try just to see what church is all about?
Oh, most definitely. Even people that have had a very strong connection with physical churches, like this guy I mentioned in Botswana, he's actually come from our local church here in Perth and has been transferred over there for a two-year contract. So for him, it's a very vital connection back into his traditional church family. So people from all different types of experiences are going to want to be a part of it.
So what's actually offered on the website?
Okay, there is probably the most dynamic thing is the online streaming sermons. They're available for free streaming download, and you can watch those at call. So it's not like you have to hook into Perth's time zone, because, of course, we're realizing we're reaching people all over the world. So they can download those at any time. There's musical product they can actually download, teaching series they can purchase, or get those things physically mailed out to them as well.
And Who's behind it? Who's actually done the work of putting this website up? Is that, have you got a technical team behind you, or are you the technical guru?
No, I have a small team to start with. I've predominantly been working on this for the last 9 months, and I've got a very clever web and database programming guy and a fantastic project manager. So between the three of us, working solid for the last 9 months, we've pretty much put it together. But we're expecting people from all over the world to become involved in this, and so the team is only going to grow.
Do you have a technical background?
I do. I'm actually from the IT sector. I've been involved in that for close to 10 years now, so I've sort of come out of that into this, which for me is just a perfect marriage of blending my IT skills and my Christian faith together.
I guess we get this picture of some IT people who would rather be alone with their computer than mixing with a group of people. Is this the kind of thing that will appeal to them?
Well, certainly that style of relating suits a lot of people, and so it is ideal for those. But it's really not about isolation. It's about helping other people connect. And we really view that a lot of people will get their foot in the door into church through the web church, and then perhaps even get along to a physical church if there's one that suits their style. And that will be our heart's desire for them as well.
Obviously, a big part of being part of a church is being able to get involved with things and being able to get involved with helping people rather than just finding what's in it for me. People want to get along and be involved in helping people out, in showing acts of kindness and of love for other people and to spread the message. What opportunity does the internet church give for that kind of thing?
Well, certainly the chat rooms is a great place for people to get connected. They may feel very isolated, and so that's going to be their first point of contact. And then through that, people can actually be involved in moderating chat rooms themselves. Online counselling will be happening through our secure chat room, so there's very much the ability to meet needs through there, through the internet.
But what about the needs of people who actually want to reach out and want to be involved in reaching out to other people? Will they get that opportunity?
Well, certainly the opportunity to spread the word, as it were. They can hand out business cards, which we're happy to email out to people or send them out in the post. They can just let other people know about it and get them involved and hopefully get some connection that way.
Okay, so if people are wanting to have a look around and perhaps sign up for that 30-day no-pressure membership, what's the website they go to?
Okay, it's www.myinternetchurch.com.
Okay, and so what are your hopes further down the track, maybe in a couple of years' time? What do you expect to see this doing?
Thousands of members worldwide, people connected who wouldn't have been, getting back into local church, having God speak into their lives, and just living life to the full, basically.
Okay. Bruce Grant, thanks for your time today. We wish you all the best with it. And we'll certainly be logging on and having a look and seeing if we can all sign up for that 30-day membership. And hopefully a lot of people will sign up beyond that.
Great. Thank you.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.